If your reel gets a million views tomorrow, probably only like 50,000 of those will be people who follow you because they show your content to maybe like 5% of your followers. So email, you look at that, you could say, well, it has a 20% open rate. Well, it's four times higher than social media on a lot of these posts.
Talk a little bit about segmentation and the power of that asset.
If you have business owners and then you have people who are just getting into business, you're going to talk to them a little bit differently. So for the business owners, I'm still going to tell stories. I'm just going to do it a little bit different way. Where do I find stories? How do I tap into those things and talk about some of the pitfalls that I was going through and how I overcame those things? And then with freelancers, it's more about like more at the beginning of the journey. Like, hey, back when I got cut as a senior from my college baseball team and I felt that my identity was completely stripped from me, what did I do to bounce back? I started a business. Advantages are taken, not handed out.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday on the Real Business Connections Network. I'm your host, Ben Albert. On 15 Minute Friday, we dive into actionable business tips because you're a busy person and hungry business people like yourself are, in fact, busy. So let's get into it. Today, I have Troy Erickson on the show. Troy,
hey,
man.
What's up, Ben?
How are you? I said busy like five times. This is what happens when I do an intro off the cuff. Dude,
yeah, 100%. Busy is the word that describes pretty much every entrepreneur. So.
Troy's keeping busy. If you don't know him, he's the owner. For side note, this is like, I'm like drooling over these long tail names here. Copywriting.org, emaildeliverability.com, and emaillistmanagement.com. Not sure how he got those domain names, but that's badass. He's known as the email paramedic, running an agency by the same name. Since 2019, his company has generated over $100 million for his clients by enhancing email copy and deliverability. He's collaborated with industry leaders like Traffic and Funnels and Smart Marketer, was ranked number 20 copywriter globally, and was a millionaire by 26. So you're way farther along than I was when I was at 26, my friend, man. What's missing in that bio that you think the audience should know about you?
Oh, gosh. More of a fun fact, I was born on leap day. So, yeah, maybe I'm 27, but I'm more like six. So, there's that too.
Are you actually 100 at something?
No, so it's every 4 years. So, I'm 27. So, I'm 6 3/4 by that standard.
That's wild, man. That's wild. And I always like to start with like a tip or a quote to kind of set a standard for what we're discussing today. Well, what's on your heart in that regard?
Yeah, so just like a general quote that I love, it's from a Metallica song called The Struggle Within, and it says, advantages are taken, not handed out. And when I first heard that, I was like, that is good. Like, that'll get me up off the couch when I'm feeling lazy. So that's a pretty like mindset driven piece of advice. As far as tactical stuff, email is really simple. A lot of people overcomplicate it. They think they're annoying people and they'll, you know, post on social media all day long, but they won't send emails. But if you just start, like just go start and like use some of the things I'm going to talk about today, and you're going to be head and shoulders ahead of the people who don't do it.
Let's take some advantages, man. It's no one's going to come save us and do it for us. We got to actually go and implement. I feel like we could do like a whole seminar on email. What are those basic like starting points? Let's assume the list. Let's start with the person that's not even utilizing email at all. They're missing an opportunity, right?
Yeah, sure. So as far as like selling people on why they should use email, the first thing is like, I guess I'll tell a story, you know, like a lot of times when you're getting into business and like when I was getting into business in this day and age, people think that the first thing you do when you start a business is go make an Instagram account, and like go make a Facebook page and go make it, you know, like Threads just launched. So people are going to go make a Threads account and you
it's
do
what
all
I've been
stuff
doing all
and,
day.
And you quickly realize that like there's no leads coming from it. And like, sure, maybe you have a couple friends on there, but like, what are you doing. And sure, everybody makes you think you're supposed to do it because it's free and it's exciting and it's fun. But the real thing you need to do is like have a funnel in a business. I'm sure everybody here knows about like funnels and is trying to perfect it and have a good offer and all that. But like after somebody goes through your funnel, like where are you going to talk to them on a daily basis? It's not going to be Instagram, because even with like short form content and reels, if your reel gets a million views tomorrow, probably only like 50,000 of those will be people who follow you, because they show your content to maybe like 5% of your followers. So email, you look at that, you could say, well, it has a 20% open rate. Well, it's 4 times higher than social media on a lot of these posts. And if you ever get kicked off of social media, your account's gone, your followers are gone. You know, a lot of people have had their accounts stripped from them for no reasons or for saying things that go against what Zuckerberg says. Email, they can't take that away from you, right? So you got to have this place that's like private and away from social media, where people feel that they can have that one-on-one connection with you, and it's safe, it's protected, and it's yours, and you can talk to people, right? Like people check it every day for the last 20 years. That's better than any social media platform. So it's almost like a sacred ground, right? And you shouldn't expect people to open from you every single day, but if you send every single day and they open maybe 3-4 times a week, you're top of mind, and they're just constantly aware of you. And when they need help, who do they think of? And by no means am I saying to not be on social media. Like you should be on several, but I would probably start with something that I own as opposed to something that I'm renting until the day that I get kicked off or the day that it gets unpopular.
Yeah, you own that asset and you can segment. I want to go into segmentation in a second, but first you mentioned like once a day. On TikTok, they say to post 5 a day. I mean, I shouldn't be sending 5 emails a day, right? I shouldn't treat it like social media. What are your thoughts on frequency?
Yeah, exactly. So typically the rule of thumb for a lot of companies who are doing well with email is just like 1 a day. Mm. Now, if you want to be aggressive, sometimes 2. I usually just do 1 for most of our clients, right? Like the only time we'll do 2 is like if we're in the middle of a sale. And then like you'll notice, like obviously if you send more emails, you get more impressions, get more clicks, sales, etc. So it just works out. Now, the reason people say like 5 times a day on social media is literally because not that many people are going to see your post percentage-wise. Yeah. So you kind of have to. And with algorithms, like you never know what can happen with it. So it's like people playing the lottery, which is addicting, right? And that's why people are posting all the time. But with email, it's more predictable. And if you just stay connected every single day with people and not just like saying, oh, hey, here's a 20% coupon, or oh, hey, here's the benefits of our product. It's about like your story and your mission. So for example, Ben, like you can start to think about like, why did I start this podcast, and tell the story of how you started it. And pretty much every listener is going to be like, wow, that was amazing. I can relate. I can feel like I'm in your shoes at some point or another. And that's what like builds a bond, right? That know, like, and trust factor. And then, yeah, sure, you can talk about like, you know, testimonials, or maybe somebody listened to the podcast and they had like a huge breakthrough that helped them in their life or their business, and just get like emotional and talk about those things. And then, sure, sometimes you can slide in like facts and logic and all that type of thing. I'm not saying to not have that in there, but you really just have to appeal to people, because there's a lot of different people out there like you. There's a lot of different people out there like me. There's a lot of different people out there just like people who are listening. But the thing that makes you stand out is if people know, like, and trust you, right? Because it's like, sure, you could hire different people for email marketing, but who do you know, like, and trust? And it's probably going to be the person who's talking to you on a daily basis.
What I'm hearing is be really personable. This isn't like a corporate work email sending to a colleague. This is actually like, get emotional. Talk about the things you like. Talk about your story, what you're doing. And I'll tee you up with this. I mean, I've got a marketing firm. I've got a podcast network. One of the shows is local to my local area. I host virtual events. I've got a lot of categories of people. I should segment so I can talk to them based on who they are. Talk a little bit about segmentation and the power of that asset.
Yeah, 100%. So kind of going off of your example, if you have business owners and then you have people who are just getting into business, you're going to talk to them a little bit differently. So for me, for example, we have a done-for-you email marketing service, and then we also have a certification program. So those are for very different people. So for the business owners, I'm still going to tell stories. I'm just going to do it a little bit different way. So I'm going to talk about like the problems that I had when I was launching and scaling. And like, what do I write when I first start my email list? Like, where do I find stories? How do I tap into those things? And talk about some of the pitfalls that I was going through and how I overcame those things. And then with freelancers, it's more about like more at the beginning of the journey. Like, hey, back when I got cut as a senior from my college baseball team and I felt that my identity was completely stripped from me, what did I do to bounce back? I started a business. So in those two ways, like you can still be emotional. It's not like corporate business people don't have emotions. It's just that when you see in your inbox, if you go in your inbox right now, most of the emails are going to be very corporate and overly professional. And a lot of people are like, hey, I don't like like marketing emails, right? And why is that? Because most of them that they get are boring and corporate and overly professional. So if you go against the grain and you actually speak to people like people, then it just gets amazing results, right? So it doesn't really matter as much like what type of person. You just kind of have to pick and choose how to what to talk about from your story, right? So that's super important. And then of course, like anytime you're selling a product or service, you want to make sure it's going to the right people, because a lot of people fear unsubscribes, but it's like if people unsubscribe, it means usually that it wasn't the best fit, and that's okay. But the best way to avoid that is by sending to the right segment. So you're just talking about things that are relevant to those people. Because I also don't want to send, you know, details about a $5,000 or $10,000 done for you email marketing offer to somebody who just heard about this last week and they're thinking about starting their own side hustle. It's not going to make sense to them in the same way that I wouldn't send a $99 course to a list full of business owners because they don't have the time to go through it.
I hope people are taking notes. This is really important. I made this mistake. I was 400 emails in, and let's say I have a local speaking gig. I want to promote that, but since I didn't segment local, everything was in one box. I'm sending my local speaking gig to everybody. And when I do that, I get unsubscribes. So this is really important. How do we understand? So unsubscribes aren't the worst. It's not a bad indicator, just an indicator. They're not interested. That's cool. How do we know that it's working for us? What kind of, you know, results should we be looking for to know that it's actually working?
Yeah, ultimately at the end of the day, it's sales, of course. But the way that you could kind of figure it out, like let's say you set up a funnel and people are coming into your list, and you'll notice that like the majority of things, good or bad, are going to happen at the beginning because there's more people and they just opted in. You're going to have your highest open rates, your highest clicks, your highest bookings, sales, whatever. And you're also going to have a lot of unsubscribes and people who like reply back and they're like, stop emailing me, and they get mad over nothing, right? So like more of that's going to happen at the beginning. But as you go along, like, you know, there's only 3% of people who are ready to like buy immediately. So you're going to get like an instant 3% lift right away, which is great. And then over the coming like weeks, you know, there's maybe a couple more people that are like, okay, I've read enough emails. I understand this person and their service and their product enough where I'm going to book or I'm going to buy. And then some people will take months and months. And then the majority of people will not buy because that's just the matter of fact, right? But these are people that a lot of times they'll be like, this is really good. I'm going to forward it to my friend. Or they'll be out at dinner and they'll tell one of your stories in passing. And there's a lot of people having conversations about you in this very moment because of an email you wrote or a piece of content you made, and you don't even know what's going on. And they're telling their friend, and more people are learning about you. So it's like some of the stuff is kind of hard to tell, like what that it's going on, because you just don't know. You can't be everywhere at once. But yeah, you're going to see most things happen in the first week. And then like as time goes on, you'll notice just that like a person here, a person there. And then when you send, like every once in a while, you'll send an email or post a piece of content that just takes off, and then you'll get a bunch more people in right there too. And then what you want to do to get even better results is you take that email that's really crushing it and you move it toward like the front of your autoresponder. So that way you have your best stuff at the front, and then you get even more people at the front. So then you just kind of keep rinsing and repeating, and you're just really like testing all the time.
Beta testing, figure out what works, lean into what does work. Super random question, quick one. Just it came up to my mind, and I know some people are curious. Recommended tools to be sending these emails. Do you have any favorites?
Yeah. So my friend Jan once said, switching softwares or switching platforms and expecting better results is like switching gyms and expecting to get stronger. So it really is all about preference. Now, my preference is, like, I have a B2B business for the most part. So ActiveCampaign is my favorite tool to send emails with. Now, if you have like an e-com store or a Shopify store, integrates really easily with Klaviyo. So a lot of people use it for that reason. If you're new with deliverability, and you kind of want somebody to help you set up your DNS records, Campaign Refinery is good at that. If you're doing a lot of affiliate marketing, I like Entreport because they actually allow it. There's a lot of ESPs that don't allow it. And then, you know, if you're doing cold email, which is a completely different game, then Instantly is a program that a lot of people are turning on to these days. So it kind of depends who you are, but at the end of the day, you can make it with any platform.
Cool. That's in the show notes, guys. Again, don't go jump off platform because you're not utilizing it. Maybe double down on what you're currently using. But if you haven't started, do some research. That's in the notes. Wish I could do like 90 minutes with you. Give us one concrete example, because I know you've done over 100 million for your clients. Give us one of those success stories so we can see what a true powerful email campaign looks like and the kind of results it can deliver.
Sure. Yeah. So I was working with a supplement brand that's in GNC, and they're making 54K a month from their email list, which is pretty good, right? It's, you know, a sizable client. But the thing is, they were just sending emails with like big pictures in them where it's literally the entire email is just a picture, you know, where you click it and it's like discount this, whatever, Memorial Day sale. And that was it. So first thing, I went in and I was like, okay, you're using huge pictures. You're having a deliverability problem. So let me go in and fix that. So I, you know, play with the settings. I changed a lot of the, I added more text to the emails, reduced the size of the images, made them more personal. And that took a lot of the promotional weight out of the email, which is really key for deliverability. So I did that. And then I went and I applied the same strategy to like all their automated emails, because the first step was like, okay, what's the biggest lever I can pull? Deliverability. Because if their open rate goes, for example, from, I don't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but if it went from like 10 to 20, that's a huge lift. And I didn't even have to write anything really other than tweaking emails. And so we did that. And then I went ahead and started writing daily instead of like twice a week. And again, I say writing rather than putting a big picture in there. So that was the second step. And the third step, just making their automations longer. So like if they have a welcome series that's three emails, why not make it five? If they have one abandoned cart email, why not make it three? Because you're just doubling down on the stuff that you know works. So like we were talking about earlier, when somebody comes on your list, whether it's welcome, abandoned cart, whatever, they're most likely to buy right at the beginning. So you might as well just add more emails to that sequence. So doing those three things between deliverability, writing daily emails that are actually personal, and then fixing their automations, after 2 months, they made it to $179,000 per month. So literally a 125K increase after 60 days, which is insane. And the only reason it wasn't in 1 month is because the account was so big, it took me like over a month to like finish all this stuff. Now, there's a lot smaller clients because like a lot of our clients are coaching, consulting, B2B. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not as complex. They're not like in GNC, for example. So it's like we can get a lot of that stuff done in like 1 to 2 weeks. But that's the biggest number that I've ever put up that I know of, because sometimes we help clients with deliverability and their tracking is not perfect and they'll get like a 2-3x in open rates. And they're like, hey, thanks, this is awesome. And I'm like trying to figure out how I can get a testimonial. I'm like, how much more money did you make? And they're like, I don't know, but... yeah, that's the biggest one that I know of.
Powerful, man. So I want to learn more. The listener does as well. We're all going to grab our pencil, pull over the car, stop the treadmill, whatever we need to do. In a second, we'll do a homework assignment. But first, how do I learn more? How do I support you and get more of this long-form information, really kind of get in your world?
So the easiest way is I made this document. It's called the FAQ email document. And I took all the FAQs I get, so the most frequently asked questions, and I put all the answers in this document. So literally any question you're thinking of, it's probably been asked already, and I've already answered it. So you can go to faqemail.com and then just like get the whole document with all the answers in it. So it's like, it should really cut down the learning curve.
Offline, you got to tell me how you get these domains, dude. FAQemail.com. Beautiful.
That was an easy one. That one was cheap. The other ones were expensive.
So we learned a lot today. We really just scratched the surface. What's a good assignment that we can integrate, take what we just learned and actually go implement? What would you recommend our first move be?
I would say to get your story straight. Because a lot of founders and like people starting out, they think they don't have a story. And like, honestly, it's sad to me because like everybody has a story. Like, sure, you may not be the guy who had like one leg and went and ran a marathon, but you do have some kind of story inside yourself, something that like you struggled with and that you have either overcome or you are working on overcoming. And being able to just like have that story straight and confidently tell somebody, like, go tell your parents, tell your friends, tell whoever your story and get it down right. And then you can start telling strangers on the internet your story, whether it's an email or a piece of content or whatever, because you have to get that down. And then obviously you have to get your offers down too. So if you are a person with a good story and a good offer, you're going to be pretty unstoppable on the internet. So I would start there.
Boom. Amen to that, man. Powerful. You said it was emailfaq.com.
FAQemail.com.
I knew I was going to screw that up. FAQemail.com. And Troy, man, I got more questions for you. So I'm going to ask you offline. And I appreciate you coming on the show, man. It's been fun.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it.